a Nacho Radio podcast. Hey, everybody, welcome to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. I was just explaining to Darren in the part of the show that didn't air how devastated I am about the news that Pat Denizio of the Smithereens passed away. Don't be long. Smithereens frontman Pat Denizio died. I missed out on that breaking news when it happened because I'm kind of in a little
cone of silence.
I'm in a little news blackout. Yeah, exactly. Because I got the Last Jedi happening tomorrow night, and I don't want anything ruining it.
So you haven't gone to Rotten Tomatoes?
No, don't do it. Please don't.
Well, I'm not going to say anything.
You're just going to look and then have knowledge?
I'm just going to look and have knowledge.
I know that the review embargo ended on Tuesday, so people who've seen the advanced movie are able to put their reviews out. I can't go to the internet. But we were just saying, the Beans, one of the all-time great, one of the all-time rated bands of all time.
Big favorite of my brothers.
Yeah, had good taste. I would put Smithereens my top 10 of all time.
Really?
I really would.
Wow.
I really would. Their last record was that they're great, something in hopes, but Pat had some health issues.
They haven't said exactly this, but he did have health issues.
He had a fall, I guess, last year. I guess he fell and it caught one of his hands.
Did he fall off of a ladder? Being funny.
Should be.
I think I heard some ladder.
That's what happened?
Were they supposed to fall off a rib cut one time and he fell off a ladder?
Oh, don't tell me that. Like recently or like ever?
At one time, not in the last year or so.
Oh, can you imagine the Smithereens now?
No.
And that's a band now.
No.
And that's a band I don't imagine. That's a band I don't imagine will get a new lead singer.
Probably not. They'll probably call it a day.
He wrote all the tunes and...
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to spend some time tonight with a little record from 2007 called Christmas with the Smithereens. There's not a single Smithereens album I don't own. I'll tell you that right now. And we are
only like 10 days away from not having to hear Christmas music again, isn't there? That's nice to know.
Yeah, today is, as we're sitting here in the Capriati studio, it is December the 14th. Today's the 14th.
Yeah, so we've got another 10, 11 days.
Is that how that works when Christmas is over? Everyone just stops playing the songs?
Pulls the plug on it.
Is that really how that works?
I think so.
Feels like there should be a couple days afterwards.
No.
Well, then let me ask you this. Were you working?
I mean, maybe if you're the TSO tribute band, you're still playing stuff.
Well, yeah, I don't know that the holidays aren't over really until like January 2nd or 3rd, right?
But Christmas is over. Not the holidays, but Christmas is.
So the Mix 96 is the local FM station that's all Christmas.
I think they pull the plug on when the 26th shows up, it's over.
Well, see...
And everyone goes into therapy.
I don't really want to complain about how early they start playing the music, although it is ridiculous. I think my problem is how quickly they're done with the Christmas. Give it another day or two.
Maybe they even pull the plug on Christmas Day.
I have to be honest, I have not heard a ton of Christmas music this year. I had it on when we were decorating the tree, and that was about it. I don't feel like it's... Maybe I'm just kind of not paying attention.
You're in this cone of silence.
Have you been playing Whamageddon at all? Are you familiar with this?
No.
Whamageddon is a thing you do. I've done it and lost. It's a challenge, really. Whamageddon works like this. You and a bunch of friends get together, and the idea is, as soon as you hear Last Christmas by Wham, you're out. And the last person standing wins.
So this starts like in October?
Well, it could. Yeah, when you hear, you use hashtag Whamageddon, and then if you hear Last Christmas, you're out. So I was getting some groceries over the weekend, and it was on at the Hy-Vee, and I had to let everybody know, well, I'm out.
How much money do you put in?
We didn't play for money the first time, but I think next time we should play for money.
Has anything to do with the Dappies?
It does.
It does.
It does, in fact. I'm glad you mentioned that. The Dappies happened tonight.
All the stars are here.
And all of the more stars than there are in all the heavens.
Now, where can people watch this?
I believe it'll be happening at Pints tonight.
Well,
if you'd like to come and watch a live podcast, by all means, stop on by.
I imagine that one probably lasts for 3 or 4 hours, the Dappies.
Oh, I hope not. I don't know that I got a three-hour podcast in me. Health declined. Pat DiNizio, according to bandmates, his health declined following a series of health issues that began in 2015 after a pair of falls that resulted in nerve damage, which limited the use of his right hand and arm.
Hmm.
Boy. So maybe there isn't going to be any new material. 2011 would be the last record by them? That sucks.
It looked to me like he had health issues before then, because he had put a ton of weight on.
You saw him
to the point where it was like, this doesn't look like just someone who's eating a lot.
No.
This looks like this is something else is going on here.
Yeah, that's a good point. He ran for New Jersey State Senate.
Did he?
Yeah. Back in 2000. I guess there's a movie about it called Mr. Smithereen Goes to Washington. And that was the same year he launched the Living Room Tour, which he did for 5 months, where he would go and play, by request only, in the homes of fans.
Yes.
And you know someone who...
Someone who did it, yes.
So for like $1,000...
I believe it was right around $1,000.
He would show up and play whatever you wanted.
You invite your neighbors, and there you go.
Yeah, he knew all of the songs. Because he wrote all of the songs. Well, that just sucks.
62
years old. To lose Tom Petty and Pat DiNizio in the same year seems too much. Sometimes I forget that Tom Petty is dead.
I saw where they're having a tribute to Tom Petty.
On the magazine stands?
No, at the RME.
If
you're looking to do something on New Year's Eve.
Ooh, cool.
They're doing Tom Petty music at the Redstone Room.
Who's doing it?
Just a variety of Quad City musicians.
Well, that would be...
So there you go.
That sounds like it's right up my alley.
Something to consider.
Hmm.
Play some Smithereens, man.
And while you're at it, I don't know that it would kill you to play, you know, a little Beauty and Sadness.
You know, Sinatra's dad, do some Frank.
Smoke my last cigarette, sat in bed for a while, thought of your face and it brought me a smile. I didn't do Jackie Rogers Jr. that time. That was my Pat DiNizio impression. Damn it, I wanted to see them live at least one more time.
It happen.
I guess it's, you know...
If you want to do something, do it.
I should be glad that I did see the Smithereens live. Unhappy that I won't see them again.
If you want to see Star Wars, go see it tomorrow. Wait around.
I am going to see it tomorrow.
Am I on?
Don't touch that cord.
I didn't mean to.
Well, it shouldn't be that big of an issue.
No, it really shouldn't.
Okay. It says lost them again. Let's make sure that they can hear us. Can you guys hear us?
Don't touch stuff.
Stop touching things. Okay. Sweet Alien says she can hear us.
Okay.
Where was I going with this? Star Wars. So I got my tickets online when they went on sale in October, and I know my seat number. That's how it works now with the movies. You pick your seat out on a grid, you know, like when you get tickets online for concerts.
Tickets, yeah.
So I picked out my exact seats. Mm-hmm. I'm super confident that I'm going to have to kick someone out of my seat tomorrow night.
Why?
Because I'm right in the dead center. And it's going to be a
move.
It's going to be a packed theater. I'm sure it's sold out. I'm sure someone's going to be like, because I'm not, if I'm paying for a seat in advance.
Yes.
And I have a seat number.
Yes.
Then I shouldn't have to go an hour before the movie starts. Like two years ago for Force Awakens, we had to leave the house 2 hours before the movie started to make sure we could see it because the lines were so large.
Sure.
Well, now it's like, I'm rolling in right at the 2 minutes to showtime.
Yeah, you'll have to kick some sort of Jedi out of your seat.
I probably will. I imagine I will. I don't have to sit there and watch Maria Menounos yell at me for half an hour. I can just show up right at showtime, right? Isn't that how it works?
You should.
I am a little concerned, though, because...
I'm sorry, sir.
My other concern is Jenny's office party is tomorrow. The faculty party is tomorrow.
Oh, brother.
So, you know, have a beer or two before the movie.
What song are you going to have her sing this year?
Well, I don't know that they're doing that. I'll keep you posted. But I got to make sure I don't... I got to make sure I don't load up in a way where I'll have to go to the bathroom during the show. I can't miss any of The Last Jedi. I think I might just sit and... I think I'm going to be off fluids for the for like the 12 hours before the movie. To rob myself of one precious second of this golden movie would be a mistake.
You're going to her party before the movie?
Yes.
Oh, boy. I don't know about that.
Events have conspired. It is what it is. And then, so it's like have a couple beers at the faculty Christmas party, and then go and sit in these new recliners. And
oh, this is going to be... This is a disaster waiting to happen.
If I fall asleep at The Last Jedi...
What if she bails on you?
What do you mean bails on me?
She's like, no, I don't want to go now.
No, she's as excited as I am. Well, of course, that's an overstatement.
You know, you're right.
No, no.
But what if she's having a good time at the party? It's like, you go, I don't want to go now. I'll come get you.
That's not going to happen.
Just saying.
No.
Just call me if you need me.
We have a plan.
If I have to, and everyone is sticking to said plan. If I have to sit in to watch Star Wars, I'll do it.
Yeah. I wouldn't. That's not happening.
Because I'd be constantly asking questions. What is that? Who's that?
Is that Darth Vader's dad?
Is that Darth Vader's dad? Who is that? Who is that?
Well, that sound means it's time to do the top five things.
The top five things podcast brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg, where they have lots of great Christmas presentations still going on, including a Christmas Carol ballet that's happening tomorrow, December 15th, the Friday. And then the following weekend, a Christmas Carol live radio play that's going to be happening on December 22nd and 23rd. Tickets are available at galesburgorpheum.org, by phone at 309-342-2299, or at their box office. The Orpheum serves wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews. The Orpheum is also available for private events, including weddings and movie rentals. And also coming very, very soon to the Orpheum Theater, magician Bill Blagg and comedian Henry Cho, and much, much more. The Orpheum Theater in Galesburg, lean forward, engage, and be entertained.
Deucer says he also has a holiday party tonight, and then he's going to see The Last Jedi. So what happens when you release your movie around Christmas time?
You guys are flying too close to the Death Star.
So help me. I'll say this, too. If there's a Death Star in this movie, I'm dead serious. I'm getting up and leaving.
There shouldn't be, because they've blown it up how many times?
If there's another Death Star in this thing, I'm done. I'm done with it all. I'm done with it all.
Really?
Yeah. If this movie has...
That's just too cheap a trick?
If there's another Death Star in this thing...
They made a lot of them.
I'd argue too many.
How many Death Stars have there been?
Well, two proper Death Stars, and then Starkiller Base was basically another Death Star.
Was that the last one?
Yes.
What's it called?
Starkiller Base. You know.
He says that and then he just smiles. He just can't help himself. It's just involuntary. Just like you said a Star Wars thing, and it just made you so happy.
It does make me so happy. And the fact that I'm, you know, 36 hours away from seeing a new Star Wars movie makes me just over the moon.
That seems fast. It seems like that happened fast.
It did happen fast.
You just saw one.
Well, I saw one last year, and I saw one the year before that.
When's the next one? Next year?
May.
May?
The Han Solo movie comes out in May.
Oh, brother.
And then the sequel to this one comes out in 2019.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And they're making a whole nother trilogy that's unrelated to this.
I remember going to Star Wars the first one. I thought, this is it.
What do you mean?
I thought, this is it.
Did you see the first Star Wars? I thought you said Empire Strikes Back was the first one you saw.
I never saw that one.
Return of the Jedi you went and saw with Congressman Lane Evans.
I did. Mm-hmm. We didn't go as a couple. I mean, we didn't go together. We just happened to be there.
You looked over, and there was your congressman.
I saw the first one.
You did see episode 4, A New Hope.
I went twice. I know that the second time I went is just it's the air conditioning. Mm-hmm. It was 1977.
Sure was. It was a hot summer.
It was a hot summer.
Don't kid yourself. I remember. I was 4. It was very hot.
What do you know about hot summers?
Stop yourself.
Number one. One.
I'll show you a hot summer.
Well, I think this is cool. The scientists have managed to somehow record the hum of the Earth. Do you know that this big rock floating through space that we're on hums?
Yeah, I can hear it sometimes.
I don't know that you can. Really?
It's either that or it's the tinnitus in my ear.
You might want to get that looked at.
Yeah, it could be the tumor.
They have, for the first time ever, scientists, they have managed to record the hum that the Earth makes underwater. So there's like this giant noise underwater.
You hear it? Yeah, I think I hear it.
I think I hear it. Yeah,
it's not just the plankton.
They say that you can't hear it, but scientists can using special technology.
What if you buy hum by Horizon? Then can I hear it?
They have been able to measure the persistent hum that comes from the ocean floor for the first time ever. So that's kind of a big deal. They first learned about this, the fact that our planet Earth is constantly vibrating with what they call micro-seismic activity. They call it free oscillation.
Free oscillation?
Yes, that's what science call it. There's basically, scientist says that there's just always these micro little tiny earthquakes always kind of happening everywhere.
Constantly moving.
Yeah, yeah, and that causes a hum, and they're able to, on the floor of the ocean, they're able to figure out a way to record that.
Boy, I think if we could hear it, it would just drive us crazy.
Yeah, it's probably
crazier than we already are.
It does explain why sharks are so angry all the damn time.
Why they constantly are moving.
It's like sharks don't sleep. Maybe that's not their choice.
I got to bite something.
Right. Maybe sharks have been kept awake all night by this incessant humming that goes on in the ocean floor.
Get a little quiet.
Two.
I'd love to catch some Z's.
I can't. I should mention that the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. When you're there today getting your fantastic deal, which is you mentioned Nacho Radio and you get a medium sub for the price of a small one, don't forget Capriati's gift cards. They're the perfect gift because everybody loves Capriati's, and right now, you spend $25 on Capriati's gift cards, and you get $5 back in Caps Cash, which you can use right there to get yourself fed. Capriati's Sandwich Shop in Davenport and in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And again, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
So number two on the top five things, they have announced the 2018 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees.
Yes.
Did you see this? Who got in and who didn't?
I did. I didn't see who didn't get in.
Well, I'll walk you through that. Here's who got in. Here's who made it. Bon Jovi.
Oh, brother.
The Moody Blues. Dire Straits. The Cars. And Nina Simone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all due respect to Nina Simone.
Sure. Not very rock and roll-y.
Explain to me how rock and roll Nina Simone is.
What we have.
I'm not saying she doesn't have a career that is worthy of great acclaim. But I'm just having a real problem here.
Has anyone ever said,
it's a two for Tuesday, you're listening to classic rock. We got two from Nina Simone coming up right after Mick and the Boys. What are you doing? Sorry.
Has anyone who's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame said, I'm going to return my award because somebody gets in? We haven't had that sort of thing
yet. If Nina Simone gets in, I'm out.
We haven't had that yet, have we?
No, that hasn't happened. The top vote getters were in this order: Bon Jovi, then the Moody Blues, then Dire Straits, and then the Cars. Those are your top four vote getters in fan polling, which does have that does count for one vote each. So there's that. Bon Jovi, the only new inductee that was eligible for the honor for fewer than 10 years. Moody Blues were eligible. They've been eligible since 1989 for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And Dire Straits and the Cars first qualified in 2004.
I wonder if any of the music they've released since 1989 helped them get in.
Do you think Wildest Dreams is what took them over
the edge? No, that would have been before 89.
Really?
Yeah.
What have they done?
Well, they put out a Christmas record, kind of something called December.
Does it have that knucklehead doing his crazy jazz poetry stuff?
Oh, the
gleaming Christmas trees, gleaming bright. Gleaming, gleaming, gleaming. What is it that Knucklehead says? That Moody Blues thing where the guy's like, your trials and smiles of piles. What is it that he says?
I don't know.
You would know. You're the Moody Blues fan, and there's no shame in it. They're fine.
There's no shame in that at all.
Not getting in, Rage Against the Machine,
okay.
Radiohead, and LL Cool J.
Huh.
Also, I think Depeche Mode was also on the list.
I bet LL Cool J's taking it in stride.
And when he gets in, he'll say, don't call it a comeback. Number three.
It would make sense for the Cars and the Dire Straits to get back together and go out on a tour as a package. That'd be a good package.
Mm.
The Cars and Dire Straits.
Where did I just see Mark Knopfler? He's on the new Killers. Killers record.
Did you see him at the mall? Was he buying books at
that
the mall?
That was Art Garfunkel, and I know what you're trying to do, and it's not going to work. I did see Art Garfunkel at North Park Mall. I know what I saw. He was standing outside.
He's got an insatiable appetite for books.
He was standing outside the Sparrow. I know it was him.
Oh, my favorite pizza spot when I come to the mall.
Okay, so Marshall Faulk has been suspended for sexual harassment from the NFL Network.
Uh-huh.
I think Warren Sapp, too, because he gave female coworkers dildos. He thought it would be a fun present.
Does he do it every year?
That Tavis Smiley from PBS has been suspended.
Okay.
There's been a host more
Some
of them.
Guy killed himself.
Well, there's a state representative in Kentucky.
Who didn't take it in stride.
Who said, this is false. God knows I'm innocent. I'm going to fight this, and I'm going to sue my accusers. And then a day later, he went on a bridge and ate a bullet. Which...
That's kind of... You go to a bridge to do it.
Yeah.
Did he fall into the water?
I don't know. I don't know why he picked the bridge.
Take it to the bridge.
Bridge too far. It seems to me that if you're fighting allegations of wrongdoing, eating a bullet's really...
Seems kind of like you're admitting it.
Right?
A little bit.
Yeah. And now Morgan Spurlock, the guy behind Super Size Me.
Yeah, now we had him on the show.
Yeah. Rapist.
Mm.
And he's admitting it. He says, if I'm going to truly represent myself as someone who has built a career on finding the truth, then it's time for me to be truthful as well. I am part of the problem, he says. He admits to a sexual misconduct from his past, including a college accusation of rape. He says he and a woman got drunk and naked. She said she didn't want to have sex, so we laid together and talked and kissed and laughed, and then we started having sex. When she began to cry, Spurlock says he stopped and comforted her. I believe she was feeling better. She believed she was rape. Also, he says he has paid off a different woman, a female assistant, who he called hot pants or sex pants. Good Lord.
Mm.
Yeah. If a woman tells you she doesn't want to have sex, there's no point in laying with her naked. It's time to go up and, you know, go swimming.
Go get a sandwich.
Go do something else. Well, I don't want to have sex. Well, let's just lay here naked and talk. No, get up and go, dummy. So, I'm sure there's a handful of other people. There's new accusations against Roman Polanski.
Sure.
A girl who was as young as 10 years old at the time.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not good. That's my analysis of it, Darren. Not very good.
Yet some people still seem to get away with it.
Number four.
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 That's enough. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Number four, they have found new penguin fossils.
Dating back
55 million years ago.
Our neighbors, the penguins, have been here a while.
They were the size of human beings.
Uh-oh.
Human size penguin fossils.
That's a good thing that we outweighed. We waited.
Found in southern New Zealand, they say that these fossils came from a 220-pound ancient penguin species. Weren't you in a band called the Ancient Penguins?
Yeah, and we were life-size, too. We were the size of humans.
They found this penguin that was 5 feet 10 inches, which is the height of an average man. They're calling it the Kumauamau Baisie, which is derived from local words for monster and bird. That's right. Yeah. We found a monster bird.
And look how sharply dressed he is.
Consider yourself zing.
Zing of the day.
I didn't see that one coming.
Monster Bird is impeccably dressed. Regular Cary Grant over here.
Look who's showing up for the Dappies. The Zing of the Day brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company.
Do you want to come to the Dappies? You keep mentioning it. You know you're invited to come anytime you want to Dapper Crap.
I understand. I might.
Okay.
I might listen.
Okay. Well,
maybe. That's... What time do you think this is?
I think 7 o'clock, maybe.
You don't know?
I'm no longer the producer of the show.
And then you have to go to Star Wars?
I'm doing Star Wars tomorrow night.
Oh. Tonight's the day.
Tonight's Thursday. Yeah, we do Dapper Crap on Thursday nights.
I gotcha.
So, you know, do this, then go do work, then go do Dapper Crap, and then tomorrow.
And then get up, and then barely, and then you're not going to be able to sleep tonight.
That's why I took tomorrow off.
Did you?
I have the day off.
Good for
so
you.
So I can shut. Because here's the thing. I'm not going to be any damn good at work tomorrow.
No, worthless.
All I'm thinking about is Last Jedi. I can't be on the phone with a client and just start asking.
I did look at the Rotten Tomatoes thing.
Okay, and I'm asking you not to tell me.
I'm not going to say a word.
Did I hit this button?
Five. Number five.
Finally, number five. It is happening. Disney is buying Fox. Walt Disney Company will acquire 21st Century Fox. They're going to spin off the Fox Broadcasting Network stations, Fox News, Fox Business, and the Big Ten Network to their shareholders. But everything that Fox owns, Disney is buying. That is your Avatar. That's now a Disney thing. Disney now also owns the FX Networks, National Geographic Channel. They also own the X-Men. And they own The Simpsons. The Simpsons are now owned by Disney.
So this will all get incorporated into a Disney World, I suppose?
I'm sure there'll be a Simpsons land.
Something.
I think there's already an Avatar land. Is that at Disney World or is that at Universal Studios? I think it's at Disney World, the Avatar thing. Again.
How do you miss out on that?
Who?
Anyone.
I've never seen Avatar.
No, neither have I.
I have no interest in seeing it. And if you saw it,
they're too slender. They're far too slender.
I haven't seen anything in that Avatar movie where I thought, yeah, that looks interesting. I think I know the whole movie.
They live in a jungle.
They got to go get magic rocks. No thanks. It's just not for me. Anyway, yeah, Disney now owns all of that stuff. $52.4 billion in stock is what they're getting for it. So that's not bad. Those are your top five things.
The Top Five Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. Gift cards and chocolate-covered espresso beans make great stocking stuffers. You've got time to still do that. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. Fall into a spiced chai latte or a pumpkin roll latte. East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's very best cheesesteak. Try a cold turkey today. Slow-roasted homemade turkey, provolone cheese, Russian dressing, coleslaw, and mayo. Absolutely delicious at Capriati's. Also enjoy one of Capriati's specialty party trays. If you're throwing a party, build your own by choosing a combination of cold subs. And for that extraordinary event, build your own perfect meatball sub with Cap's Meatball Bar. Don't forget their soups. They include turkey chili, tomato bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, and chicken tortilla. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's.
You familiar with henna tattoos?
Yes, they wash off.
Well,
eventually.
Unless
they don't.
Unless they don't.
Unless they don't.
And this guy's having a real issue.
Having trouble.
He goes to this thing in Spain.
Because they last about a couple of weeks or a month or something,
right?
Oh,
a couple
of days.
If you don't shower, I mean, yeah.
But they come off Same thing would happen with a Sharpie.
They come off in like 3 or 4 days, I think.
Okay.
This guy is he's a Brit. He goes to Spain for this festival. And they're having the time of their lives. He decides, you know, it'd be fun to get a henna tattoo. He gets a henna tattoo of a big handlebar mustache on his face.
Okay, I didn't know they did that. I thought they just made these on your hands.
Well, that's where they should go. This guy got, for a bit of a laugh, a henna tattoo, which, again, is a giant curly mustache. Like, picture it's, you know, 1910, and we're fighting Jack Dempsey like this, see? Well, that's more of a 20s voice. But my point is, giant, and this thing is all over his face, the handlebar mustache.
Uh-huh. It's not coming off.
He gets it on his face, starts having an allergic reaction to it.
Oh, sure.
He says, my whole face was pushing out with blisters. It's Sunday. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. And now, it left him in swelling and extreme pain. They weren't even sure if it was safe for him to fly back to the UK. He was in so much pain. Well, his airwaves were starting to close up.
Worst vacation ever.
They had trouble letting him back into the country because he didn't look like he did on his passport photo.
And they won't let you come back home.
So now he's got this thing, this handlebar mustache. It's scabbed so bad, it's on his face forever. He's going to have this ridiculous...
He'll have the scabs forever?
Yes, this thing is never leaving his face. This is now a permanent tattoo mustache that he has for the rest of his life. I'm going to see if I can show you this. I know it's more of a visual.
Yeah, but I got you. It doesn't look bad.
Well, it doesn't look great. And it's on there forever. Ever.
Well, that's what you get for messing around.
Yeah. If you're gonna get a henna tattoo, do it on your arm, like Darren said, your hand or your arm. Although, I'm gonna throw this out there. If anyone's willing to tattoo Dave and Darren on their forehead, we'll get you concert tickets for life, and we'll pay you $1 million. Make it happen. Just kidding. It's a prank. And see, that would be a prank.
Hello, I'm Chris Miner. I'm here to talk to you about that.
Jeez, she's everywhere.
She's omnipresent.
I was visiting a client in my day job for Channel 8, and it was a car dealership.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was there, learning more about the business, seeing if it made sense for them to advertise on Channel 8,
sure.
Somebody came into the guy's office and was like, "This woman's unhappy, and she's threatening to call Chris Miner." And I'm like, "Oh, this had to happen now.
This is the worst timing ever.
It's not good."
And who
it's
did you say you're with? Can you make this go away?
I gotta go. Can you?
I'm gonna go ahead.
I mean, it turns out that there was.
I'm gonna leave.
There was no claim. The woman was crazy. There's also this story of a guy who had a pimple, and he thought it would be a good idea to go after it using dirty wood tools. You know, I got his pimple. I got these tools I've been chopping wood with. I'll just go after my pimple on that with that. And
what size of pimple did he have?
That's the thing.
You're going to use an axe on a pimple?
Woodsman, spare that pimple. This happened in Chicago. 23-year-old man developed a rare festering fungal lesion on his lip after he snipped a pimple with a woodworking blade. It turns out, by doing this...
It's got a life of its own.
Yeah, no, he had exposed himself to a rare form of yeast that just started budding inside of his lip.
And who knows from when?
That's a good point. I mean,
that yeast could have been on one of those woodworking tools for how long?
It developed over the course of 7 months after he took woodworking tools to what he called a pimple.
Here's the thing, everybody. Just stop touching stuff, okay?
Skin biopsy revealed a rare budding yeast growing in the lesion on his face. Further fungal culturing identified what it was. It's a type of fungus that tends to live in soil and wet decaying wood in areas around waterways.
Yeah, who knows how old it is?
And it causes something called blastomycosis in humans and animals.
Older than those lifelike penguins.
Yeah, you could be right.
Just do what your parents said. Stop playing with that, okay?
A dermatologist will tell you shouldn't ever pop a zit. That's what a dermatologist will say, and know.
Well, sure, they're going to say that.
You really ought to bring that in.
Exactly. No, let a professional do that.
That's not something you should do. That's not for just anybody to do.
Your insurance doesn't cover this, by the way.
A woman is trying to make her fortune selling a picture of Tupac Shakur's penis. You know, for the holidays.
Happy holidays.
There's a bunch of Tupac memorabilia that's
Tupac's been going penis on sale. Was hung with care.
An unnamed female companion of Tupac took this picture of his penis 6 years before he died.
I hope.
He was an up-and-coming rapper then. He was fond of dropping his trousers at parties.
This What's Tupac's biggest hit?
Oh, well, I Ain't Mad at You. California Love with Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
Are you asking, like, chart-wise?
What's like his signature song? What's his big one?
That's a good question.
California Love?
Yeah, but that's I think that was his most successful song. Mm-hmm. You know the thing, too, about that song? They recorded that, like, in 4 minutes.
Yeah.
One take and we're done.
Knock it out. We're pros.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think, like, All Eyes on Me, I Ain't Mad at You. What did I already said those two, didn't I? That's a good question, Darren. I'll have to get back to you. And I'm not sure. I mean, there's a couple of them. I don't want to say the names.
I got you.
Holler if you hear me. I Get Around was pretty big. That was
by the Beach Boys. Bad.
Keep Your Head Up was pretty big.
Okay.
No, not by the Beach Boys. Tupac Shakur with a loving tribute to the Wilson Boys.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, this woman took a picture of Tupac's penis, and now she's trying to sell it for, you know.
It can be yours.
For Christmas. You know, if anyone's interested, if this is something that the Tupac fan in your life would enjoy. Dear Mama. Yeah, that's another good one. Thank you.
Dear Mama.
Dear Mama was good. Yeah. It's good stuff. He had a lot of hits after he died, too.
Yeah.
So it's hard to keep track of.
And now, does he still tour as a hologram?
I don't know that they're really still doing that.
Okay.
I feel like that that's over with. The real-life strip club that was featured in the HBO series The Sopranos.
Okay.
Is being closed because of actual ties to the real-life mafia.
Well, it's very lifelike.
Art imitating life.
Imitating life.
Satin Dolls is the New Jersey go-go club that in the HBO show Sopranos is known as the Bada Bing. Now, if it's me, if I own the strip club, Satin Dolls, I would change the name to Bada Bing so everyone knew that, yeah, this is where Tony Soprano used to hang out.
Yeah, like Cheers.
Why wouldn't you change? Yeah, exactly.
But it wasn't named Cheers.
No, but it's named Cheers now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, when you go to Boston, you can go to Cheers.
What was it called? Something Finch?
It was like the Finch and Hound or something?
Something like that.
Is that right? That's what it was based off of. And yeah, you go to Boston, you see Cheers. And it's a cool bar and all. But the problem is...
Seems like a tourist trap.
Well, it is. It is. More people are buying t-shirts in that place than drinks.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's not really
people
cool.
Are still buying Cheers t-shirts.
Sure
I don't are. See anybody wearing them.
Well... Let me ask you this. When's the last time you saw somebody walking around in a Hard Rock Cafe t-shirt? You know, for a while, that's all that place was
yeah.
You went there to get the t-shirt and the sweatshirt.
From the city.
Right. You would go, whatever city you're at, you got to go to the Hard Rock to get a shirt. That was a huge damn deal. Now, there are still Hard Rocks all over the place. But when's the last time you saw someone wearing a Hard Rock Cafe shirt?
Are people just buying these and then sleeping in them?
I don't know. I don't have an answer for you. Bada Bing, the fictional strip club, was in real life called Satin Dolls, and yeah, they closed it down to alleged mob ties. So there's that. Finally, Darren, we end with this. A woman who ripped out a man's testicle with her teeth is being forced to pay restitution. This happened in Salt Lake City. She ripped a man's testicle out with her teeth.
Why so testy?
Nunzia Del Vecchio is 43 years old. And she has to remain in her house between 10 p.m. and 6 p.m.
You're a menace.
And she also has to pay restitution to the man whose testicles she ripped out with her teeth. How much do you think the court is making her pay?
I wonder if they muzzle her. Can she go out, but she gets muzzled?
She's not a werewolf. I don't understand why she has to be in her house at night.
That's fine, but muzzled at least, though.
These guys were drinking, then they took some drugs, and then the next thing you know, they went to her house and she ripped out a testicle with her teeth.
Yeah, don't do that.
43-year-old woman. How much restitution would you say she has to pay the gentleman whose testicles she ripped out with her teeth?
$100,000.
The answer is $673.80. Oh,
that's all it's worth?
That's what a nut's worth in the courts in Utah. $673.
Yeah, you got your nut.
And 80 cents.
You got your nut ripped off in the wrong state, man.
If you're going to do that, do it in a state that values testicles.
Exactly.
Sheesh. Sheesh. That's going to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. I think we're going to be back on Tuesday.
I think that makes sense. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast, originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs, and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Again, when you're there, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. And the holidays, they're right there. You need to get some gift cards. Capriati's gift cards are the perfect gift. Everybody loves them. And right now, spend $25 on Capriati gift cards, and you get $5 back in caps cash. Why wouldn't you do that at Capriati's on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4641st Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Next time we talk, I will have seen The Last Jedi. And I promise, no spoilers for quite a few episodes. We won't do any spoilers. I will give you my initial
reaction. You never gave me the spoiler for the last one.
Well, I don't...
What happened in the last
one? I'll let you borrow the DVD.
What happened in the last one?
Some big stuff happened. I'm not saying.
You still won't say?
No.
Will you say what happened in the first one?
In A New Hope?
Yes.
You saw it twice.
I know, but maybe I forgot.
Darth Vader finds out that the Death Star was his father the whole time.
I knew it. Because his face kind of looks like the Death Star.
Well, scientists, I had this in the research for the show today. Scientists found this fossil of some sort of bottom-dwelling sea. Some sea creature from the bottom of the sea, like a mollusk.
Okay, sure.
And they think it looks an awful lot like Darth Vader.
But
the thing is, they all do. Like, when you look at the Darth Vader and you look at the mollusk, it's like, well, of course, that's
Don't you
that's
think not the Death news. Star looks a little bit like Darth Vader's
no,
face?
No! No!
I see it in there. There's a resemblance.
Well, I think you're looking... They say that, you know, humans look to find human faces in things. It's like when you see
Darth Vader's face in your toast.
Okay, so here's a 245-million-year-old fossil that they say looks like Darth Vader. But, like, that's not a thing, right?
I like how his face is angled.
They've kind of moved Darth Vader to
they kind of make him look like Darth Vader would be in Tiger Beat.
Like he's poking in, yeah.
Like he's Donny Osmond.
Hey, girls.
Hi, girls. Went a date with Darth Vader.
Till we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.